We have so many stories in our lives, but our stories are not always heard. On the Hear My True Story podcast, we tell our own true stories.
Before the white car backed, our head teacher had scattered. Looking at him, I could only see his tie that was flying backwards, waving at us, and he disappeared in thin air.
I want to share my life story. I want to share my voice with the people because I know that just a small joke I can tell through this podcast, it will make someone smile.
When you ask me what I fear most in life, I would definitely respond to you and say it's fear itself.
We are fighting for togetherness. We are fighting for equal rights. We are fighting to end injustice.
You don't have to be a storyteller or writer because, guess what? Life writes the best stories.
Hear my true story.
And then I cried. I cried. I looked at my thing. I just cut and I cried. It was so painful. But then I told my friend, you know what? We need to keep this as a secret. But you know why? Life is too painful. This finger decided to pain me throughout the night.
This is your favorite time of the week with your number one podcast.
Hear my true story.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to Hear My True Story podcast. Yeah. A podcast where we share our personal stories, where we share our own experiences based on real life experiences. So, my dear listeners, I'm happy to have you again this week. It is me, your host, Otako. And today, I want to share with you a personal story of growing up in a very tiny village in Kamuli, eastern part of Uganda.
With you. Every week, hear my true story.
Like, if you are talking about a small village, I mean a very small village. Imagine a small village where you could miss it if you are passing by. That is the kind of village that I grew up from. But however, this village had its own wonderful moments, its own wonderful things to teach. So, in our village, we did not have daycare centers or these fancy so-called kindergartens. Our daycare center was Mother Nature herself. It is like the universe said, you know, you get a forest. And you get a forest. Everybody gets a forest. Everybody had a chance to experience a forest. Now, if you ask about the morning routines, was something else for me as a child. No fancy toothbrushes for us. Mm-mm. We had this kind of toothbrushes that we made from the tree branches. And if you don't talk about toothpaste. Toothpaste. We made our own toothpaste from stuff like charcoal. If you know charcoal, I'm talking about charcoal stove. Trees burnt and then they make charcoal. So from that charcoal, you mix some kind of natural ingredients. And there you are. You have yourself toothpaste. That was our toothpaste. So we would brush our teeth. But not with these so-called electronic toothbrushes you see these days. Mm-mm. Nope. Ours was straight out of the Mother Nature forest. And that is how beautiful it was. We were living green. If you are to talk about being so climate friendly. Everything was from the nature itself. Forest, from the bushes. So, as children, every morning, we would rally up all the neighborhood kids and we could gather up. And trust me, we were a lot of us. We were so many. And we could go direct to the forest. It was like our little space to play. We could go into the forest and we could just play. We could play our own games there in the forest. Me as a child, I got to know seasons depending on what grows up in the forest. I could know when season for mango was. And when it was season for mangoes, we could hunt down mangoes in the forest. And when it was season for jackfruit, we could hunt down jackfruit. And when it was season for pineapples, we could hunt down pineapples. And if it was season for all kinds of fruits, bananas, we could hunt down bananas. And please, don't talk about the things of like toys. Playtime? Don't talk about playtime. We were the kings of the jungle. We had no fancy toys. We had sticks, banana leaves, and creativity. Our imagination was the Amazon of that time. You could imagine, you could have some creativity and then you could build yourself a car. You could build houses. You could build yourself a bicycle. You could build yourself swings. All from things we found in the forest. The forest itself was Mother Nature. Don't talk about anything. As a child, I never knew that people could order things like bicycles from Amazon. No. Because I didn't experience it. I knew you want a bicycle, go in the forest, create one from the trees, the woods, and then you have yourself a nice bicycle. Now, fast forward to today. I am studying to be an educator here in Germany. And what do I find? They have these things called forest kindergartens. They call it Natur and Forest Kindergartens. Anyway, in German it's called Natur und Wald Kindergarten. Where kids spend the entire day in the great outdoors. Children spend the entire day in the forest or in nature. It is more like my childhood, but not the real childhood that I experienced. Because this is quite of stereotyped, maybe it's kind of like really not that. But wait, I want to tell you something. What I remember most from my time growing up and playing in this forest, there was more life in the forest. And it wasn't just about happiness, sunshine, and rainbows. No. There was this old man in our village. This man could guard his sweetest jackfruit. It was the only jackfruit in the village that everyone in the village knew that is the sweetest jackfruit in the village. But that jackfruit had the guardian. And that guardian was the old man. He was more protective to that tree than anything in his life. Imagine a dragon protecting his children. Imagine someone protecting their own treasure they love most. That is the old man in our village protecting the jackfruit tree. The sweetest jackfruit tree. Anyway, here is the thing. One day, me and my friend, decided that we go and take jackfruit from the old man's jackfruit tree. Because we had hunted for jackfruit in all the bushes, the forest around the village, and there was no jackfruit. But for sure we knew there's jackfruit on that jackfruit tree. So we decided to go and pick the jackfruit. To cut the story short, I ended up cutting my finger instead of eating the jackfruit. And then I cried. I looked at my finger, it is cut, and I cried. It was so painful. But then I told my friend, you know what? We need to keep this as a secret. But you know why? Life is too painful. This finger decided to pain me throughout the night. And my parents asked, what is the problem? And I told them, yes, I cut my finger because I was stealing a jackfruit. I didn't steal jackfruit. We were so hungry. I wanted to eat the jackfruit and I cut my finger. So there you have it. My childhood was a nature and forest childhood. Or maybe I should say, it was a jackfruit childhood. You know, there's a saying that sometimes, you know, life has a lot to tell, but there's no life without a scar. So every time I look at my scar on the finger, I remember that story, how I ended up cutting my fingers instead of eating the jackfruit.
Enjoying this episode? Leave a review now.
Hear my true story.
So guys, I would like to say thank you for listening to this story. As I reflect on my own childhood memories and the adventures that I made in this small tiny village in eastern part of Uganda, I can't help but to draw parallels to the fascinating concept of Natur und Wald Kindergarten, Nature and Forest Kindergartens, or Nature and Forest Daycare Centers. You see, at the heart of my story and the Natur und Wald Kindergarten concept is that the belief that children thrive when they spend time in nature, exploring the great outdoors. Nature and forest kindergartens are all about fostering healthy development of the immersing kids in natural environments. Forests, natural reserves, you name it, whatever. It's like they took the world that I lived as a child in Uganda and they just turned it into an education structured approach. Just like how my village allowed me to connect with nature and learn valuable life skills, these kindergartens emphasize nature-based learning. Children get to observe wildlife, study plants, and experience the beauty of the changing seasons. And you remember the part about less structured and more autonomy? Well, it turns out to be a key principle in these kinds of kindergartens. Children are encouraged to choose their own activities and follow their interests, much like my friends and I did in the forest in my childhood in a small village in Kampa, in Kamuli. We could decide what to play. There was no adult to tell us what to do. Rain, snow, sunshine, whatever weather, the show must go on. Children in Natur und Wald Kindergarten learn to appreciate nature in all weather conditions. just as I did while hunting for jackfruit in the rain. And what is so interesting, these kinds of kindergartens, the nature and forest daycare centers, or the nature and forest kindergartens, they promote the sense of exploring. Just like I had when I was a child, we used sticks and leaves, branches to create our own world to play. We could create our own toys using things from the forest, from the nature. But here is the real thing: environment awareness. These kindergartens install values of respect and conservation toward nature. Something my own childhood naturally cultivated. I didn't learn about preserving nature, but naturally I got to learn to appreciate, to conserve, to respect nature. I couldn't imagine cutting a tree that is giving me jackfruit. No way. I couldn't imagine cutting the forest where I could play, a place that I found freedom as a child. And that's it. And if you talk about the sense of social learning and teamwork, well, I cherish my childhood memories. Because there, I got to learn how to socialize with other children in the forest, playing together, solve conflicts with each other. These kindergartens here, these kind of kindergartens, the Natur und Wald Kindergarten, also promote the sense of social learning and teamwork, and how children can interact with each other, and how children can also communicate with adults in a natural environment that is surrounding them. So, whether it is my childhood stories or the Natur und Wald Kindergarten concept, one thing is clear: there is immense of value in allowing children to explore the wonders of the natural world, shaping them into a well-rounded individuals with a deep appreciation of the environment. That's what I can say. I guess it's true. I guess it's really true what they say, you know? Our childhood adventures, whether in Africa or in Europe, are the threads that weave our life stories. And they have a remarkable way of connecting us to the world around us. And thank you for always listening to this wonderful podcast. And for those who are listening for the first time, this is Hear My True Story podcast. And for those who have been listening to Hear My True Story podcast, I would say thank you. You can go to hearmytruestory.com, subscribe, support our podcast with anything that you can. You can also follow us on any podcast streaming platform that you are listening to, or that is your favorite podcast streaming platform. Subscribe so that you don't miss up any story that is coming in the next weeks. It has been me, your host Otako, and I would like to say bye for now.
We not only have voices for a podcast, but also faces for YouTube. Don't miss your next episode. Hear My True Story.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, music by Edwin Matovo, hosted and produced by Otako. Subscribe to our podcast for more stories and visit us on our website, hearmytruestory.com, for more stories. All the links are listed in the show notes of this podcast.